Hello everybody, it's Christopher Taylor with Diamond Dazzle Dreamer, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit just about dreaming and how you can make your dreams into reality. So I'm going to talk to you about what I've been working on and thinking about. So let's start. I had an idea a couple of years ago and I shared it with people because I was gung-ho fired up like I am right now. I go through stages where I constantly am growing, and then I'll apply what I learned, and then I'll like kind of steady out, and then I'll have like another momentous growth movement, and then I'll kind of plane out for a little bit and operate there for a little bit. So I wrote this business concept down a long time ago, and it's just been running around in my mind for a long time now, and I'm finally just kind of pulling the trigger on it, because I think that I even had this before I started my company. And it kind of goes right along with it. So I'm not going to tell you what the company is going to be called, but I will tell you that tomorrow I'm going to go file for it, the actual business license. I've already bought the domain for it. I've written the business mission and vision statement. And I'm going to go back and rewrite the business model because I can't find it. So I'm going to create a movement. You see, guys, because I've been thinking and I've found that you have to stand for things. Like, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. I sound philosophical here, but like, I don't like littering. I don't like seeing trash around, you know? And I've never been one to throw trash out my window. I've been kind of like that Boy Scout that will pick up trash. And I kind of want to share that message with everybody. So I'm going to create a company with the sole purpose of encouraging everybody to pick up at least one piece of trash every day for the rest of their lives. And I'm going to use that to raise money for school systems. I'm going to use that to raise money for charities and even myself. Because it's going to take a lot of work to run this. And I'm going to have another company to already run. But we're going to have apparel, a brand. We're going to use this and go into organizations and allow them to partner with us. So now they can have our brand and our stamp. They can put their business name on the shirt with us. And they can go out and sell that. And they can be a part of this movement with us. And if we can get every person in the world to pick up one piece of trash, like, they just go out of their way to pick it up. Maybe they just see something that's in the middle of the road. I know I've done that. Something's in the middle of the road. Somebody could hit that. You pull over and you just pick it up and you take it with you. You know, you're walking down, you know, the sidewalk and, like, a Cheeto bag wrapper comes by. And you stick it in your pocket. Maybe we even have any clothes. Maybe we even have clothes that have built-in pockets for trash. Who knows? Maybe they already have those called cargo pants. But you get the picture here, guys. You know, we want bumper stickers, we want t-shirts, we want partnerships, we want towns that adopt this mentality that littering is not okay, and that we're willing to come together as a community to pick up trash for a day, and to represent this cause wearing the shirts. This is something that companies can get behind and do sponsorships. Half of this money that could be raised for this, you know, if we put a price on these shirts, half of the profits can go towards charity. You know, whatever organization wants to partner with us, they want to launch a Clean Up Your Streets campaign. You know, something like that. Clean up litter. Then, why not? We want to grow this. So, here we go. 2018, cleaning company, the launch of another company that is dedicated to cleaning up trash and encouraging people to pick up trash in their neighborhoods. It's so simple, but I know that there's going to be people that'll stand behind this cause, and I know that schools will, and I know that charities will, and I know that churches will, and I know that towns will. I know that whole states will adopt this mentality, and especially if we can use it to raise funds for these people. Like, if we could use it to raise funds for kids, like underprivileged kids, because how simple, we sell a shirt, or a t-shirt with the name of this business on it, right? Which is a direct stance against littering, okay? So we sell it for $5. It costs us $1 to make. We made $4. Half of that can go to sending out the message and branding more, and the other half can go straight to a charity of our choice. See, guys, this is just... I discovered that my business is just one piece in the puzzle, you know? And I've been meeting new contacts all the time that changed my mindset a little bit more. And I just got to keep on going. Like, I had this idea 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So what's it going to cost me to get this off the ground? It's going to cost me a little bit of time, a little bit of investment. For less than $1,000, I could have propaganda as far as t-shirts. I could have sweatshirts. I could have stickers. And I could have a business model that could be duplicated and implemented into organizations, getting people together to clean up trash. That's what I'm after, guys. Brand new idea coming at you. It's going to be founded in Hastings, Michigan, one of the best small cities. And you know what? You want to adopt the mindset of one of the best cities in the United States? Look at Clean Up Your Streets, because you know what? We have it pretty good here, guys. And if we all band together and to keep on doing this and really embrace that mentality, it's going to stay that way. And we can show the rest of the world and how to keep their streets cleaned. So this is Christopher Taylor with Diamond Dazzle Dreamer, and I'm getting ready to shut it down, guys. You guys have an awesome and dazzling night.